Year 5 here at Michael Faraday School, and it's the start of a new term, and already our Year 5 pupils have wasted no time in learning and researching about a brand new topic. How exciting! So I've got a couple of Year 5 pupils. Madam, your name?
Is Chin.
And with Chin we have?
Finn.
So we have Chin and Finn, both from Year 5. Now Chin, please do tell us, what is our main topic at the moment?
It's about Aesop.
So Aesop, and we've been learning, Finn, that Aesop lived during a particular time, a particular period. What do we call this period?
The Ancient Greeks, which is about 2000 BC.
Yeah, the Ancient Greeks is our main topic, but we thought maybe a good starting point would be Aesop and some of the stories he was telling. So, Chin, we give Aesop and his stories a very, very special name. What do we call them?
Fables.
And what is meant, please, by a fable?
Pardon?
What's meant by a fable? Oh, is it like a fairy story? Is it like a...
It's like a story that can teach you about what you can do in life.
Yeah, how perfectly put. So a story that can teach you about what you can do. Maybe, Finn, we should think about some of the research we've done before about Aesop. So what do we know about him? Was he a real character? Did he exist?
We don't exactly know that he existed, but our guess is that he, at the start of his life, he was a slave, but then he got freed for his cleverness and his eager to learn and for telling his good stories and fables.
So I think he was a really good storyteller, and because of that, he was freed as a slave. Yes, Chin, you want to add?
His stories were very witty. They were funny and sometimes a bit weird, but they learn you of, and they're very interesting to read.
Yeah, and we found in Year 5 Michael Faraday that Aesop had a lot of animals in his stories. Now, Chin, why was that?
That was because he wouldn't want to put it like people were being silly, and plus people would like to read it more if they heard it was funnier, and also they would also learn from their mistakes.
So they might maybe see the mistake of an animal in a story and then go away and then think, hang on, that's a bit like my life.
Yeah.
Possibly. Right, so that's a bit about Aesop. Maybe we should think about some of his fables or stories. So, Finn, can you think of one that we've been learning about that really interests you?
I like the fox and the stork.
And can you explain briefly, if you can, what happens in that particular story?
Well, the stork is flying and he lands, and the fox invites him for dinner, but he eats up, but he gives her the stork a bowl, and the stork can't drink out of it because there's soup. So the stork invites the fox over and gives him a like a cup thing.
A cup, okay.
A vase that he can't drink, that the fox can't drink out of, and the stork can because the fox laughed at the stork.
And so what can we learn, Finn, from that particular fable?
We can learn that you shouldn't, if you do something to someone else, you might get it back.
Yes, that's the perfect message. And briefly, if you can, so Chin, one of your favourite fables from Aesop.
My favourite fable would have to be the fox and the... Goat, yeah.
And
the fox and the goat.
What is the main thrust of the story for the fox and the goat?
The main thrust of the story, the motto is think before you jump, think before you leap, and look before you leap. And it also, the fox was walking, seeing who he can trick or what he can do, and then he fell into a ginormous well. And then a goat, and then he tried to trick the goat, and then the goat jumped in, and then he told the goat he was going to stand up on his hooves and just about get out, and then when he got out, he walked away and left the goat alone.
And please do remind us of the main message was? Look
before you leap.
Wonderful. Okay, we'll end there. So that's just a bit of a brief snapshot about what we're doing in Year 5 at the start of the new school term. So our main topic is ancient Greece, and we've been exploring about Aesop's fables, and wonderfully told by Chin and also by Finn. So Chin and Finn, thank you. Bye-bye.